Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Buy.com, the internet superstore, where you'll always find the latest and greatest brands at prices you can afford. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/buy. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates December 29th, 1953, and the title is Guns in Rain. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Guns in the Rain. It was seldom indeed that the alert Cisco Kid rode unknowingly into a dangerous situation. But on a rainy night in the 1870s, fate and the elements conspired to provide the famous Robin Hood of the West with one of his most hair-raising adventures and narrowest escapes. Our story opens in a ramshackle old house some distance out of the town of Red Rock in a peaceful county of the Southwest. Around a kitchen table, several men and a boy of 18 are playing poker, while several other men and a wispy-haired old woman look on.
Well, you and me seem to be the only ones left in this hand, Squirt.
Yeah. What are you going to do, both?
Well, I'm going to find out how much nerve you got. I'm raising you $100.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in on that. Well,
I don't know. If I lose, that'll wipe out my cut of the mail card job.
Don't you call him, Rennie.
You keep out of this, Sadie.
Well, I won't. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, both Wyman, picking on a young kid that way. And I won't have it in my house. I don't care if you are my nephew. You are...
I said keep out of this, and I meant it.
No. Hey. Why?
All right. Now get over to that stove and start making more coffee.
Well, I raised you, Squirt. What are you going to do? Quit?
No, I ain't going to quit. I'll call you. There. Now, what you got, Bose?
Take a guess, kid. Go on, take a guess.
I called you. It's up to you to lay down your cards.
Sure. When I get good and ready. But I got your beat, kid. I got your beat.
Like a cat with a mouse. Wretch
him. Here. Three aces and two kings, Rennie.
Oh, blazes. Beats my three queens.
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, anyway, I had the nerve to call you, Bose.
Sure did.
Yeah, but you need lots more nerve than that to stay with this gang, kid. You need gun nerve.
Picking on a kid like him? Why, you big buzzard?
Now look here, Sadie. We're hiding out from that mail car job here in your house. Either you shut up or you don't get no money. Besides that...
Hey, listen, Bose. I'm not... Huh? Here comes a rider.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Paul. Come get this cayuse of mine and take him back to the stable.
Hey, that's Mike Dew. Back from riding guard around the place.
Got some news for you, Bose.
Yeah, what's up?
Cisco Kid riding this way.
What?
Wait a minute. Cisco Kid? You sure of that, Mike?
Of course I'm sure. Him and that fat one that rides with him ain't more than half a mile to the south right now. Coming along the trail that passes this house.
Did Cisco see you?
No, I was up on the bluff above him. But it's him, all right.
Bose, you suppose he's after us?
Now, don't get scared, Squirt. We'll protect you.
I ain't scared. I'm just asking.
No, he ain't after us. He don't know we're within a couple of hundred miles of here.
Hey, he might stop at this house, Bose. It's a mighty mean night out.
I sure hope he does. Maybe Cisco don't know me, but I know him. He sent a pal of mine up to the penitentiary 3 years ago. All right, now listen, you hombres. You get your guns on, then get out of sight. If he comes here, Sadie, you go to the door.
Santo Cisco. Pancho's so wet the rain come out of his teeth.
Hey, I know, Pancho. I'm just as wet as you.
Pancho fatter than Cisco, so Pancho get wetter.
Yeah, we'll not hurt you, amigo. The first house we come to, I will... Ah, there's a light ahead of us.
Oh, a house, Cisco.
See, we tried to get shelter there for the rest of the night.
Uh-huh.
If I had known the rain was going to catch us this way, we would have stayed in the town of Red Rock.
One thing, Cisco, not. Not a weather man.
You are right, Chico. I am not. Let us get to that house. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Logo. Go now. Go to the house. Go on, go.
There's a stable where our horses can have shelter. Bueno.
We put the horses in the stable now, Cisco?
Yeah, we may as well. I'm sure we'll not be refused shelter on a night like this. Here we are. Oh, hold up.
Logo. Pancho, rub down the horses, Cisco, no?
After we make ourselves known at the house, amigo. Come on.
Pancho think every drop of rain tried to run down Pancho's neck.
Well, I have a few of them down my own neck, Pancho.
Well, they not got a room in the house. Might let us stay in the stable, Cisco.
Si. Buenas noches, senora.
Buenas noches, senor. It's wet.
What do you two want?
We'd like to rent shelter for the night for ourselves and our horses, senora.
Huh? All right. Come on in. I got one upstairs room that you can have, but you better come look at it. You might not want it.
Pancho, go tend to the horses, Cisco.
No, not yet, Pancho. Gracias, senora. We will come in.
Why do you not want Pancho to tend to the horses, Cisco?
In a few moments, Pancho.
Who that hombre over there, Cisco? Why he put his back against the door?
Howdy, Cisco.
Buenas noches, senor.
More hombre, Cisco.
Mighty glad you're going to join me in the boys, Cisco. Mighty glad.
Not love good.
Come on, if you want to see that room.
We
on.
Do, senora. Do not turn around, Pancho. Do not look back. Come on.
Joe, you and Eddie go out and stand just inside the stable.
Yeah, right.
Take your rifles, and if Cisco and the other one try to get out the window, get them.
All right, boss.
Hey, Mickey.
Yeah?
You take a couple of the boys and place them around the other side of the house.
Right.
I ain't taking any chances of Cisco getting away.
Hey, what's your plan, boss? Going right up and gun them down?
No, not yet, Mike. I want them to do a little thinking first. I want them to wonder what's going to happen and... When?
Hat in the mouth.
That's right, Sadie.
Yeah, but look here, Bose. You say I ain't got any gun nerve. Well, I'll show you. I'll go up and get Cisco myself.
You, Squirt? Why, Cisco would drop you before you could get your hand halfway to your gun.
You might give the kid credit for nerve, you big buzzard. but don't you mind him, Rennie. You'll get your chance to show what you can do someday.
I sure will.
You'd be better off away from this gang anyway.
Shut up now. I'm talking. Mike, you better take one of the boys and stay upstairs in the hall to keep him in that room.
Anything you say, boys.
I ain't decided yet whether to kill him tonight or to let him stay in that room till they go crazy with thirst.
I'll show Bose I got nerve. You wait and see, Sadie.
Why, sure you will, Rennie. But not with Cisco, you see. Why, he's faster than any man in the West with a gun. And besides that, I'm on Cisco's side.
What do you mean on his side?
Well, 'cause I don't aim to have any murders under this roof.
These hombres, Cisco?
From the looks of them, Pancho, they are members of some gang. They're bandidos.
Cisco know any of them?
I'm not sure, but I think the big hombre is Bozeman Wyman. Uh-huh. And if so, he is a very bad hombre indeed.
We're in a trap, Cisco.
I'm afraid we are, Chico. What these Boz Wyman has against us, I do not know. I've seen him only once in my knowledge.
in Santa Fe, but he acts as if he had something against us.
And Pancho got the idea, Cisco.
What is it?
We walk out the door and down the stairs and go out the house.
Well, let us see how far we would get, Pancho.
Dang!
I'd stay in that room if I was you, Cisco. The next bullet will be for you.
You understand now, Pancho?
Yes, yes, Pancho, understand. But we go out the window, Cisco, a big tree grow outside, and go down the tree. The
tree is not growing near enough to this window for us to jump to the branches. Besides, I will show you something.
What?
Here, let me take that lamp a moment. Put it in the closet and close the door so it's too dark in this room. There's an opening in the closet ceiling. Must let into the attic.
What good the attic do us, Cisco?
Probably none. No matter now. Come on out in the room again. Now that the room is dark, come over by the window, Pancho.
Over by the window, Cisco.
Now look down there in the door of the stable. The light from the downstairs window will let you see what is there.
Hombres with rifles, Cisco.
Hey, bring the lamp out of the closet, Pancho.
Pardon me, what we do, Cisco?
The only thing we can do right now, Pancho, is to wait for that big bandido to make the next move. But as matters stand now, we have no chance of getting out of this house alive.
Ain't that grub ready yet, Sadie?
It'll be ready when it's ready. Now shut up.
Well, when you set the table, set two extra places.
Who for?
For Cisco and the fat one.
Huh. What?
Yeah, that's what I said. They're coming down and eat with us. Be kind of fun watching them try to swallow food down dry throats. Give them dry food, too, Sadie.
Oh, sure are a lot of tough hombres in this here family. But you're just a devil, Bose.
Well, I'll go up and invite him down right now.
Oh, but Bose, they got their guns. You didn't take them.
Yeah, it's one mistake he made, Randy.
I don't make mistakes.
Yeah, you better wait and see.
I'll go up with you, Bose. Huh? Can I?
What for?
Well, I just want to, that's all.
Well, all right, come on. But no monkey business, see?
I want to prove to you I ain't scared of this here Cisco kid.
You better stay here, Rennie.
I'm giving the orders around here, and I said he could come with me. All right, come on, kid.
Hey, Bose, what if Cisco won't come down to eat?
Don't worry, he'll come. I figure I'll end this business right there at the table. Yeah, I'm getting sick of the game. Wait. I'm coming in, Cisco.
Very well, come in. Boss Wyman. I've not been sure until now.
This Boss Wyman not no beauty, Cisco.
That'll be enough of that. Cisco, I come up here to invite you two to come down and eat with us.
Pancho not hungry.
You are generous, Bandito. But it so happens that Pancho and I had our supper in the cafe at Red Rock.
I said I'm inviting you down to supper.
Yeah, and when Bo says that, he means it, see? You're coming down with us.
Cisco, Nino is white like snow.
Careful with those hands of yours, boy. Keep them away from your gun butt.
Careful, nothing. Bose, I'll show you whether I got gun nerve or not. I'll show you can stop treating me like a kid.
Cut it out, Randy.
I'm drawing, Cisco. Go for your gun.
Hey, wait a minute.
Look out, Cisco. Oh, here.
Stand as you are, Wyman. As for you, boy, you are not hurt. My bullets only hit your gun.
I tried that again, Nino. You get hurt more.
Now you, Bandito. This has gone far enough. Get your hands up in the air.
You little squirt, Randy. I told you no monkey business. You pay for this. As soon as I get these hombres out of the way.
He run out the door, Cisco.
I could not shoot him down, Pancho, Bandito, or no Bandito.
Hey, easy with that gun, Cisco.
You will not get hurt if you behave yourself. Pancho, get the young one's guns, both of them.
Yes, Cisco.
Hey, Mike. You and Sam, come over here. All right, Bones. Come here. All right. Start shooting through that door.
Back. Back, Pancho, to the side of the room. You too, young one. You may try to rush this room. Have both your guns ready, Pancho. You may need them.
But Bose Wyman has a far more diabolical plan in mind than that of rushing the room. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Thank you.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Guns in the Rain. When Cisco and Pancho stopped to ask shelter for the night from the driving rain, they did not know the house was a hideout for the desperado Bose Wyman and his gang of outlaws. But they found out very shortly, for Bose made it plain that he intended to kill them. Now, in their room, with the outlaws shooting through the door from the hallway outside...
Have your guns ready, Pancho, in case they try to rush this room.
Pancho ready, Cisco.
Give me back my gun, Cisco.
That we will not do, Nino. You are too careless with them. Just to let those boys know we are ready for them, I will shoot at the ceiling.
All right, look out, boys. Stand back away from that door.
Why do you not come in after us, Bose Wyman?
Don't worry, Cisco. I'll get you. Hey, Mike. You and Sam stay up here and guard this room. I got business to attend to that'll get them hombres. Hey, Jake! Bring the black powder and some bottles out into the barn.
What do you do now, Cisco?
I do not know for sure, Pancho.
I know what they're going to do. They're going to make bottle bombs.
What are the bottle bombs?
Well, they fill up a bottle half full of black powder and run a fuse through a cork. Ooh. And maybe they're going to throw them through the window into this room.
You had better get out of here.
I don't know what to do, Cisco. I'm scared Bose will kill me for trying to draw on you.
A little late to think of that now, no?
Pancho, put that lamp in the closet again. I want to keep watch on the stable.
See, Cisco, lamp in the closet.
I guess I better stay right here. I wish I hadn't gotten in with this gang.
That is what many another boy has found out, Nino. Have you worked with this gang on any job yet?
I have, Cisco. On the mail car robbery back east.
Oh, see. The one just outside of Denver, huh?
Yeah. I was a lookout.
And you must pay the penalty. But perhaps if your repentance is more than skin deep, I can help you a little.
Now we'll see, Cisco.
Madam mia, Cisco, he got the bottle bomb made already. He light the fuse on the bomb.
See, Pancho, you and the Nino, get into that closet, quickly.
What you do, Cisco?
I'm going to take a chance in shooting down that bomb right after he throws it.
Not light enough to shoot, Cisco.
Perhaps not, but there's some light through the downstairs window. It may be enough. Back into the closet, quickly.
See how you like this, Cisco? Here it comes.
Madre mia, I hope my aim is good.
Bueno, bueno, Cisco, hit it.
Try it again, Pantino.
Yeah, I sure will. That was a lucky shot, Cisco. The next one you might miss. Get another one of them bombs ready, boys.
He is right. I probably will miss the next one. That tree. One of its big branches overhangs the roof. Pancho, I'm coming into that closet.
Here, si, Cisco.
That passageway into the attic. Here, now give me a boost up. You too, Nino.
All right, Cisco.
One, two, three, now.
Pancho, hand the lamp up now, huh?
No. I do not want those hombres to know we are up here.
Oh?
The light would stream out through the cracks in the walls. Leave the lamp where it is, Pancho.
Si.
Some light comes up here.
Si, Cisco.
You coming with us, Nino, or not?
Yeah, Cisco, I want to.
You know you will have to face the law.
Well, I'd sure rather face the law than Bose Wyman.
Very well. Give him a boost up, Pancho. Here, I will take your hand. Come on.
Try and shoot this one down, Cisco.
Matter me, he gets ready to throw the other bottle bomb.
Up you come, Nino. Now, give me your hand, Pancho. Here, take his other hand, Nino.
All right.
Here it comes,
come
Cisco.
Come on.
Bomb in the room, Cisco. Pull Pancho up quick, no?
Up you come. Come on. Down from the floor till it explodes.
And Pancho stick his fingers in his ears. Santo, that shake the whole house.
It did more than that, Pancho. It set the room on fire. That madman, Bose Wyman.
Oh, we're caught, Cisco. We can't get out of this attic. And the way that room's blazing up...
Pancho not like this. Pancho not want to be a roast, Pancho.
Madre mia, it looks as if we are caught.
Sure looks like you got him now, Bose.
Yeah.
That house is blazing up real nice.
Oh, Wyman, you crazy fool. I set fire in my house.
Oh, what of it?
What of it? Why, you...
Come on, get out of my way.
Oh, well, I'll get even with you for this, you coyote. I don't care if you are my nephew.
I'm going to kill that Cisco if it's the last thing I do. Some of you hombres, get over there by the front door. May come out that way. Sammy,
yeah.
Get over by the back door.
All right,
Bone. I'll stand right here under this tree. So help me, this is the finish of the Cisco Kid.
Santo Cisco, if I get hot, what we do, what we do?
We gotta get out of this attic.
See it in a hurry. What is that old length of beam over there? Not see this before. Maybe just what we need. Pancho, you and the Nino look for a place in the roof where the rain is coming through. I mean the roof is thin at that spot.
Rain come through here, Cisco.
Bueno. Now stand back. Try to make a hole in the roof with this beam. Big enough for us to get through.
Hey, that's doing it, Cisco.
Yeah, see, the hole gets bigger.
One or two more blows, we can get out on the roof.
It's big enough now, Cisco.
Hey, the fire's starting to come through here.
See, the draft of the hole in the roof is pulling the fire up. Nino, you first. Up on the roof.
All right, Cisco.
Come on now. Now, you, Pancho, I'll help you.
Pancho, not get stuck in that hole.
Up you go. Go on.
Pancho, up here now, Cisco.
All right, quieto. You want those hombres below to hear you? Here I come.
If Pancho helps you. One minute is heat, and the next minute is wet.
Now what, Cisco? Right. We ain't any better off than we was before.
I'm going to climb down that tree. Bose Wyman is right below the tree. Stay here till I call for you.
But the fire, Cisco, the
you
fire.
Will be in no danger from that fire for 5 minutes yet. Now stay here, Pancho. I want to take that hombre by surprise.
Be careful not slip, Cisco.
I will be careful. Now if I can get down this tree without being seen by any of those hombres. This tree is slippery. That's all I can do to hold on to it.
Keep your eyes open, boys. They ought to be running out any minute now.
We will be running out in a way you do not expect, hombre. They have not seen me yet. Just a moment I can drop onto the shoulders of this bandito. Now! Right, get up on your feet, Wyman. Remember, this gun of mine is in your back.
Wait a minute, Cisco.
Say, get up.
All right, all right.
I'm not going to fool with you for 1 second, Wyman. You want to keep on living, do as I say.
All right, Cisco. All right, take it easy with that gun.
Call your men here, one by one. When they get here, tell them to drop their guns and stand back away from them. Start now.
All right. Hey, Mike! Mike!
Yeah?
Come here.
Pancho, you and the Nino, come down the tree.
What do you want,
folks? Hey, fight them! Tell him, Wyman.
Throw down your guns, Mike. Stand back.
See, and be quick about it.
Yeah, but look here, Bold.
I'm Pancho, who's holding the tree. Look out! Oh! Pancho, I'm sparing the hombre.
Get up, Pancho, quickly. Get those guns. You, Nino, are you coming down?
Be right with you, Cisco.
You double-crossing squirt. I'll kill you for this.
You're going to be in no position to kill anyone, hombre. Make no mistake about that. Call the next man.
All right. Eddie, yeah? Come here.
When all these hombres are rounded up, Nino, go get us some rope. It will be a wet ride for us back to Red Rock tonight, Pancho. But for the rest of these hombres, it will be a very wet walk. I would like to see the boy Corrales, Senor Sheriff.
Oh, sure thing, Cisco. First cell on the left.
Gracias. Buenos dias, Nino.
Oh, howdy, Cisco.
I came here to tell you two things. First, that was a good job of testifying against those bandidos.
Thanks, Cisco. Like I told you, I wished I'd never got in with them in the first place.
How did you happen to get in with them?
Well, after my father died, there wasn't much way of me making money, and he didn't leave me any, and, well, I had a girl, you see, and I had to have money to take her places.
Was she the kind who insisted on being taken places?
Well, no, I guess not, but, well, I wanted to show her I had money, and the only way I could get it
was to join up with that gang of banditos.
Yeah. I guess I'm mighty lucky to get off with just 6 months, Cisco.
See, you are. Very lucky indeed. A lot of boys your age are not that lucky. Do you think you have learned your lesson?
Oh, I sure have.
What are you planning to do after you serve out your time?
Well, I don't know. Get a job somewhere.
What kind of a job? What do you like to do?
Well, I'm pretty handy with tools. I kind of like to do carpenter work. Maybe I can catch on somewhere. But of course, with a prison record...
Carpenter work, eh? Very well. I will write down a name and address of a good friend of mine who is a carpenter and who hires men. You give this to him and you will have your job.
Gee, thanks, Cisco.
Just one thing more. There is a young senorita waiting outside to see you. She will come in after I leave.
What?
She is the one you were just telling me about. She came to me and asked if I could arrange for her to see you.
Oh, Cisco. Golly, I'll never be able to make this up to you.
You have nothing to make up to me, Nino. You have only yourself to face. But somehow I have no more doubts about you. Adios and good luck.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
The other day, Pancho tells you he go to school just 1 year.
Si, amigo. I remember you told me that.
But Pancho go back to school after this, Cisco.
Oh, you did go back, huh?
Si, si.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. What did the teacher say when you walked in?
She say, you there. When was the
Magna Carta?
Si, what you just said. And Pancho say, Pancho not know.
Si.
The teacher get mad, Cisco. And teacher say, I give out this lesson last Friday. Where was you, Pancho?
Si.
And Pancho say, Pancho go to the carnival last Friday.
And what did the teacher say to that, amigo?
And teacher say, how would you ever expect to pass?
And what did you say?
And Pancho say, Pancho not expect to pass. And Pancho just get a job as a janitor. And Pancho just come in to sweep up the floor.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.